Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, ready everyone?
Ready!
Fingers crossed, here comes the content.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
I know we've just been talking about it off air a little bit, but it is worth just picking up on the Masked Singer chat so that ended this weekend.
Sure. I haven't watched any of it, so I'm very keen to find out, you know, what's happened.
Have you never watched it, or you just haven't watched this one?
Oh, really?
It is very good.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah. I've heard nothing but it's amazing from absolutely everyone across the board about it. But for some reason, I don't know why we don't watch it. It's because we watched Death in Paradise of a Saturday night.
It's very different vibes, isn't it? You're not really going for the party Saturday vibe, are you?
Well, I don't know. As a misanthrope, I enjoy people dying. But also...
this is with your kids as well, though, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's really... I'm starting to think we might have made a mistake.
They're going to grow up weird, mate.
Yeah, well, they were doomed anyway, let's be honest. But it's got to the point where my youngest now regularly says, let's go for... Like, for example, if I take the boys for a walk and leave Beth at home to do some work, I come back, and as we come back in the house... The youngest says, I wonder if mummy's being murdered. And then then Wilfred's like, yeah, maybe she's been stabbed in the neck. And then Edwin's like, no, she'll be shot in the heart because we watched so much Death in Paradise.
I think it won't do them any harm. I grew up watching a lot of Midsummer Murders from a very young age. But with that, people generally get murdered by like giant cheese wheels and things like that, which is a bit less stabby.
Death in Paradise is generally pretty harmless, but there's a lot of poisoning. There's a lot of poisoning. There's a lot of harmless, harmless death, Helen. You know, funny deaths.
Yeah,
those ones.
I love fun deaths.
Anyway, Masked Singer, though. So who did it? Who murdered them? What?
So, Joss Stone murdered the sausage. Mm-hmm. Oh, we should probably say spoilers, shouldn't we?
Oh, yeah, spoiler!
Spoilers.
Oh, I have a question. Up. Who was the woman in the writer? You know, the woman... She looked like a bee. She had like a crown and a big white face. Do you know who I mean?
The Harlequin.
Harlequin.
That was Gabrielle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I already knew that.
Lovely
so
Gabrielle.
So my problem is, I absolutely love The Masked Singer, but I find it too long and too stressful to actually watch the episodes.
So why stressful?
Because the whole thing is you really want to know who's under the mask.
Yeah.
And you literally have to wait forever to find out who it is. And they give you all these clues and then they guess all these stupid ideas. Jonathan Ross, it's just so stressful. Right. So I'd rather like wait till the end and then just find out who it was.
Was part of your stress just Jonathan Ross as a human?
Is it a bit like when you see a street entertainer beginning? And you're like, oh, wow, street entertainer. He's got knives out and he's set fire to that ring. So this is going to be amazing. And 45 minutes in, you can't feel your extremities. He's still padding.
Yes, it's exactly that. Torture.
Yeah, it was an hour and a half, the final on Saturday night. And that is basically three people singing a song for 2 minutes each, you know? And that dragged out over an hour. And there was one point, I was watching it with Gareth, my bubble pal. Bubble pal, by the way, is a phrase that I would like to continue into the non-COVID world. You know?
Bubble
I think
pal.
We should all have a bubble pal.
Bubble pal. Mm-hmm.
But we looked at the clock at one point, it was 7:45, and it finished at 8:30, and all they had left to do was for the final two to be revealed. And we were like, this is astonishing. Like, how are they going to fucking do this?
Yeah.
It was a masterclass in dragging shit out.
That's it. You should. I think you should review TV, Dave.
Thank you very much.
A masterclass in dragging shit out with an ad break in the middle. Yeah, I mean, yeah, but it is. It's a genius idea, isn't it? What for? And apparently there's going to be spin-offs. There's going to be like masked other things.
The Masked Dancer has been commissioned and that is happening. And I need to watch the American one because the American one's been very big, but I do not understand how that works.
Well, because you got to dance.
Well, The Masked Singer relies entirely on the fact that, you know, there's the clues, obviously, but it's mostly you're listening to their voice and going, oh, who is it? Who is it? That voice sounds like.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you guys, and I don't want to, you know, assume that our listeners / the UK public don't know how to do this either, but I don't think any of us are going to watch people and go, do you know whose dancing style that really reminds me
of? Yeah, totally, totally. I think there's a gap for, oh, hang on, oh, something brilliant just happened in my brain.
Go on.
Oh, guys.
Are we going to be rich?
So brilliant, you paused rather than just saying
it. I actually had to stop because I'm so shocked that I've come up with something good. So just so you know, this is me peaking, not just for this episode of Cabin Fever, but for the week, for everything I do this week.
What?
Mask a chef. I'm off, guys. All the best. That would work. Someone with a mask on cooking you dinner and you've got a guest based on the tea and how they've chatted about it. Who it is?
He really fries an egg like Lenny Henry.
With the dance one, so with the singing one, obviously most of them are actual singers and that's why you recognise their voice. With the dance ones, are they going to get actual... Because I don't think I know that many dancers.
No, this is my constant fascination with the success of Strictly.
Yeah.
It's based on the fact that ultimately, and I know this is an unpopular opinion, dancing's boring. Like, actual dancing is quite boring for the most part.
To
do, really fun, great, have a lovely time.
But also, don't you think the thing with Strictly is you're watching people get better at dancing because
that's nice,
that's the fun part, whereas people who just are really good at dancing, unless they're really good, then I like
it. So do you think the Masked Dancer needs to be people that basically can't dance at all, they're really bad, and then we have to watch them basically just be able to walk forward by the end of the season?
Yes, that I would watch.
Who was that doing the Macarena? Oh, it's BBC political correspondent Chris Mason.
Anyway, sorry, I didn't want to dwell on this and we've very much dwelt on it, but all I was going to say is one of the facts that was revealed about Joss Stone is something that I was sort of vaguely aware of at one point but then completely forgot about, is she's performed in every country in the world apart from one.
North Korea.
Incorrect.
Oh,
it's a good quiz though, isn't it?
Sweden.
Show you're working.
You've got it right!
No, it's not right. Of course, it's not right. She did a thing called the Total World Tour, where her point was to perform in every single country in the world.
Wow!
And one country didn't
Google.
Let her in.
No, you can't Google. We're going to Google Joss Stone country she hasn't performed in. That's a slight. Yeah. That's got cheaty vibes to it.
Sorry, it's not how you play a quiz.
Uzbekistan.
No.
I'm going to go with... I've got to think of a reason for it. I've done North Korea, which is the obvious one. Is that going to work, Dave, if I pursue this line of thinking?
Yeah. The line of reason. It is interesting, though.
So a slightly rogue state vibe. So like a...
Saudi Arabia.
That's what I thought as well. That was my second guess, but no.
Okay. What's like a really... I like the Congo. Does that even still exist? The Congo, is it still called
Democratic Republic of Congo? Is incorrect. Give you one more guess each, then I'll tell you.
Okay.
No.
Oh, okay. Wait, no, that wasn't my last guess.
Oh, Iraq. Right. Oh no, hang on. No, that's fine.
You're very close.
Oh, Afghanistan.
No.
St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Yeah!
You just Googled the countries of the world.
I've Googled obscure countries. Wow, it looks pretty there.
Is it like Wales?
Imagine. It's the Isle of Man. No, you Syria. Were so close. When you that's another good guess. Syria, she entered Syria illegally to perform there.
Wow.
Oh, but she managed to do it. Wow. Tom, you were so close with Iraq by geography letters.
Iran.
Iran, yeah.
There you go, Iran.
There you go.
Joss Stone. You're in the right
part of the world.
Still hasn't performed in Iran.
And that was the last show on her tour. She'd done every country
and
in the world.
And how long did that take her? How long did she...
About a week? No, it was about 4 years.
It's weird though, because they're quite into stoning in Iran, so you'd think they'd have...
Sorry.
Cheap shot. Sorry. All right, so listen, can we levitate the tone, higher the tone, made the tone better? There we are.
Yeah.
I want to talk all about Dave Cribb and his high-vis jacket to this week. Yeah, I mean, come on. This is extraordinary. Yeah, Dave, you're a key worker now, mate. I'm going to end up playing you endless songs on Magic. That's all I do on Magic, just play songs for key workers.
Oh, is that for me now? Can I listen and be like, that's for me?
I have to say I love you on Magic all the time. Oh, God.
Yeah, you are. That's literally the only reason I've done it.
Of course.
Just make you uncomfortable on the radio.
It's very easily done. So tell us about this, please.
I'm just doing my volunteering now. So I just go to a vaccination centre. Mm-hmm. And so far I've basically just been being a gob on a stick and just meeting people and greeting and chatting and taking a few details and having a chat and being like, all right, go that way now. I'm not injecting anyone with anything, which is, I think we can all agree, a good thing.
Would you be up for it if they said, listen, it takes an hour to train you up for doing it?
No, I hate needles.
Even if you're a jabber?
I haven't ever thought that far ahead. I just don't.
No,
it's not for me, mate. No. I'm absolutely fine. I think my strengths are best utilised as a sort of welcoming, friendly face.
Also, if you're scared of vaccines, the last thing you want is the person who's vaccinating you to also be scared of vaccines.
They come in. No, I know you're nervous, but if you sit down, we'll get through this together. Honestly. Oh, God, right. I'm not going to look because I don't like needles. Yeah. So just hold your arm out roughly there, would you?
I can't look. It's in my ear. Sorry. Amazing. So, yeah.
But you can train up to do it. That is definitely an option.
Is it super fast turnover? Like how? Because it's so impressive. Like how are they doing it?
It's so well run. It's it's so nice. Like the whole thing was so life affirming. Mm. But also, it's tricky to get into the mindset where you want to be. Do you know what? The government's absolutely nailed this because it's so efficient.
No, but it's fine because we've found our way around that. We just say it's the NHS who've been amazing.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, I think that's definitely what's happened. But it's so quick. You arrive, you get some details, you go straight through. Pretty much, there was a couple of bottlenecks I think on Friday that meant people had to wait 5 minutes.
Wow.
But really, you arrive, and this is at my specific one. I obviously can't speak for all the vaccination centres around the country. But yeah, you arrive and, you know, it's at your own pace. Some people are quite nervous and want to have a little sit down while they get ready. But if you want to, you can basically be through and injected, I think, within 5 minutes max.
Wow.
Wow.
It is amazing. Yeah. 15 million people have been jabbed now.
It's wild. Yeah.
It's fucking insane. I think they've hit their target.
It's nuts, isn't it? It's really good. It's absolutely great. Like,
yeah, it is.
It was lovely. And you get the occasional people that are just so positive and so. Yeah, it's really. It was just lovely.
What were your vibes? Were you doing? Were you Pfizering or were you Oxfording?
The last one I did was we're Oxfording. Yeah, AstraZeneca.
Okay.
Good morning, sir. You're going to be having the Oxford vaccine this morning. The AstraZeneca vaccine. Here's some information. You know, it's all my spiel.
Oh my God, I love it. I can almost visualize the high-vis jacket. Yes.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's a very orange jumper I'm in, rather than a high-vis jacket. Did you see? I've posted a photo, I think.
Yes. Tell us about that story as well. That was so nice.
It was lovely. Yeah, it was lovely. It was a lady who came in who hadn't been out of the house for 10 months.
She must have been jittery just being out of the house.
She was visibly sort of shaky and nervous. She had a very serious illness, which meant that basically she had to shield, otherwise, you know. Mm-hmm. And so first time out, and she sat down, and she was sort of and we just, you know, we had a little sat and a chat, and so a lot of people you can just be like, here's your stuff, bugger off, go and get your job, you know. And a lot of people are, I'd say probably 80% of people are just fine, you know. They're like, yeah, I'm here, cool, through there, is it all the rest? But then the rest, you are sort of going, right, we'll have a little sit down, we'll have a chat. I use my I'm scared of needles two things so much. It's a really good one to be able to truthfully say, because you just sort of sit there and go, honestly, it is, you know, I get you, I understand you, this is fine, but you know, it's really quick, they're really good professionals, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
So we just had a sat and she calmed her down and that was fine. And then she gave me and my pal Lizzie off of the race, Tom.
Oh yeah, the winner.
Who's very much winning the race. a pair of knitted gloves each as a thank you gift.
Nice.
Great, it was so nice. Very much teared up live in front of other humans, but the mask's good. It means you can hide your visible emotions. But yeah, and bloody great gloves. I think she spent the last 10 months knitting, Monksy.
Had she come with a pre-planned presents to give to nice people? It's really cute.
I think so. I can only imagine that. Yeah, I think that's just her vibe. I mean, she was just so lovely. It was so nice.
It is so good.
And they're bloody, bloody great gloves as well.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, because they're fingerless, so they're great for walking the dog, Tom.
Oh.
Keep your hands warm, but also get some treats out. You know, all that. Oh,
Honestly.
It's like she pinpointed the exact sort of accessory I would need.
Yeah, yeah. I can't believe you've been doing this, Dave, for material gain. You're so soft.
Exactly. If I don't come out of every shift with a pair of gloves, then I'm going to be livid.
When are you next back in, please?
I'm going to be at any time, really. The shifts get released every few days and then you just sign up. So I'm going to have a little look later this afternoon. That's what I'm going to do. Just pick a couple of shifts.
The one you're doing is ludicrously near me, right?
It's up by, Green Lanes.
Yeah, by the reservoirs.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, obviously they're not quite in my age bracket yet, but when you consider mentally I'm in my mid-60s, I could be, you know what I mean? Like,
you could be up soon. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know. And see, Dave, while you're there, did you see, I don't know if anyone listens to Newscast, but there was this amazing story this week of this man who'd gone to get his jab and his granddaughter worked at the centre that he went to. And it was this huge, almost like arena type centre. But when he went, he sat down in his booth and he just asked the woman that was about to jab him if she knew his granddaughter. And his granddaughter was in the booth next door and heard him through the thing.
No.
And was like, I know. And she'd just finished with someone. So she was like, come in here and I'll do you. So she gave him his vaccine and they hadn't seen each other since last March. And they got to see each other. Isn't that amazing? I know.
I'm just gonna go to the ads. I'm just going to go to the ads. I've got some problem with my eye. One sec.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you guys remember this?
Oh,
do we?
I mean, how could we ever possibly forget, like, literally your finest hour?
So I wrote my own jingle for a campaign group that I sort of run with some other people about young carers, and I've written a new one. Can I play you my new one?
Yes, please.
Oh my God, yes.
whocarescampaign.co.uk/digi-fund.
Right, you need to WhatsApp that to me as soon as possible. Oh, hello. Is there more there? What?
Don't worry about that. That's just a bit of...
Is that the end of the carry jingle? On? That's not a jingle. That's like an opera. So
it was very experimental, wasn't it?
That was actually Matt on the piano there. I can't take credit for that.
The original version, which I've got here, in fact, Helen, goes a little bit like this.
At Who Cares Action! I can't believe you've still got that. I'm so touched.
You should be. You should be. It's taking up 2 megabytes of digital space in my life. So.
I've sent the new one to the wrong group.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Oh, I've got it. You sent it to me and Tilly.
Here we go. I keep doing that. There we go.
All right. So here we go, Helen. We're going to play it out now properly in the podcast. Not just on a phone. This is the jazziest jingle ever.
whocarescampaign.co.uk/digi-fund.
Just start doing piano practice.
Helen, I mean this in the nicest possible way.
Edit, mate, edit, come on.
In the nicest possible way, and I don't wish to cause any offence by what I'm about to say, but do you want some help making a jingle?
What?
I don't know if you know that, you know what I do, but I can help with that.
Yeah.
Maybe this is all a big cry for help, that you'll take pity on me. And
that's all this podcast is. It's one giant cry for help. That's fine. Let's just get Dave to jingleize everything. Dave is the jingleizer. Can we do that for next week, please, Dave? I mean, how busy is your week? I know we've got to deliver a sitcom to Radio Wales, but can we also...
I've got to be a hero, mate, all week. I'm vaccinating people, aren't I? You know, I can't do any of your shit anymore. No nonsense.
Are you heroing every day?
No, I'm not. Right. I could do.
All right, great. So Dave's going to turn that into a jingle by next week. That's guaranteed. Right, okay, good.
Just before we move on from the jingle, Helen, yes. This was the problem last time, and I can't exactly be 100% sure what words you're saying, which I know isn't ideal for a jingle, but could you just let us know what you are saying?
Yeah, but I feel like now I'm just using the... Well, I guess that is the point of a jingle. I'm doing a plug, which is as part of the Who Cares campaign, which was the previous Who Cares Action thing.
Yep.
So that's the Twitter handle, but then the whocarescampaign.co.uk/digi-fund, if you have a disposable income, we're basically raising money for young carers who don't have like laptops and phones and stuff.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
It's a great
It's really good what you do. It's an I'm annoyed that how I've done my one bit of heroism this week and you've immediately just reminded us that you do this all the time.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, Dave's on
the phrase, I just wanted to warm up.
Dave's on one. Helen's on like 6,000. I've done absolutely nothing. Oh, no, hang on. I hosted the school PTA quiz, so...
How did it go?
Oh, well. So, it's a giant Zoom call. There are 100 different families on, and the idea was that they would all form different teams. They'd sort of clump together, right? So different households would make a team as a WhatsApp group, and then they'd send in their team's answers. That was the idea, because last time we had too many teams and the marking was a disaster, right? Have I told you the story when I gave the results out?
No.
At the end of the school... Oh, so the last time we did the first time we did the school Zoom quiz, I gave out the results at 10 past 10, right? And I was like, this is amazing. We were meant to finish at 10. This has gone like clockwork. And at 10 past 10, I got a text with the numbers on. I read out the results, got the team who'd won on. We did a joint spotlight on Zoom. It was amazing. It was brilliant. They were so happy. And the person in charge of the scores started texting me, and I saw my WhatsApps just go brrr. I was like, what the fuck has happened? And I'd given away the half-time scores, right? Pre-three more rounds. So, and it turns out that team who I'd said had won had not won.
No, it's like the Oscars.
Yeah, exactly. But worse. So then I had to put them back in their Zoom box, and then we had to wait for the scores to be done for 45 minutes while the scores were counted. So
did you just fill?
So we filled with music. Luckily there was a DJ on hand who just played loads and loads of music, and we just spotlit loads of people, and it was actually arguably the best bit of the night was watching lots of families doing like a sofa disco. It was really, really genuinely heartwarmingly lovely. That was first time round. And then on Friday night, 10 PM comes. We've done this, we've done that. It's all bang on time. And I said, how long till the answers come? And they said, just a few more minutes. It's like, fine. Half an hour later, the results came in. So once again, 30 minutes were killed, but arguably with the best bit, which was lots of families dancing on sofas. So I've suggested next time we just have a sofa disco and don't bother with quiz questions.
Right.
But yeah, it was good. And the videos was nice. I told you, didn't I, last time about mixing up. I had dads dancing to one song, and then I put the music of famous quiz shows underneath and took out the original audio of the dads dancing.
We did the quiz, didn't we, last week?
We did the quiz. So the dad dancing went really well. One of the dads, Ben, did Single Ladies and put full lycra and a wig on and, you know, things like that.
And but then you took out Single Ladies, and what did you replace it with?
So he actually danced too. In fact, he was Blockbusters. The best one was as a dad who did Time Warp, but I put in the music to University Challenge, which I think I played you last week. And so you know what? The dance to Time Warp fits perfectly over the music to University Challenge. You're welcome.
Can you release these publicly? I don't know, make TikToks. I feel like you would go viral.
Really?
I mean,
I'd love to. I mean, great. Okay. Yeah, I might have to get permission off that. Oh, fuck them. So the quiz was good. That was fine. We should also sort of mention before we go today, it is Valentine's Day today. We're recording this on Valentine's Day.
Oh, and you got the best gift of all time. I couldn't work out if you bought that for yourself or if your wife had bought that for you.
Well, Monksy, there's a story behind this that I'm aware of that I think Tom should tell now because... Yeah. Because you and Beth have bought each other Valentine's gifts, haven't you? Would you like to tell us first what Beth got you?
She bought me a pair of really nice slippers.
Mm.
Okay. She bought me a Bailey's gift set, which features two mini bottles of Bailey's, including a coffee Bailey's, Dave.
Not for me. Don't like coffee, but you'll have a lovely time.
I'm going to have a wonderful time. My mouth is going to be an absolute party later on. And also Bailey's shot glasses, which is quite depressing actually, Dave, because those glasses are tiny. It's made me realise that I've been drinking Bailey's as if it was like large milkshakes from Five Guys.
100%. I won't be changing that.
Fine, good. Okay, good to know, because these glasses are tiny. I'd have like eight of those.
Yeah.
So she got me slippers, Bailey's, and she got me the book of The Queen's Gambit, the original novel of the TV show Queen's Gambit, which I've got right here, which I'm very excited about reading, which is a book.
Thoughtful present.
I know. First released in 1983, this book, and the author of it, a guy called Walter Tevis, or Tevis maybe, Tevis, he died in 1984, so he never lived to see his masterpiece become a massive success on Netflix.
Thank God, because it's so boring. He's better off out of it.
Oh, don't.
I also like that you sort of positioned that as if he died like the year before it was released. Like, oh, he didn't quite see it. Yeah. But no, he died like 25 years before.
Sadly, similar to Mozart, he never saw Amadeus. You know, similar kind of vibes. they must be so sad. And she got me a really nice personalised card. What's a personalised, bespoke card, which is a picture of Polly, our dog.
Very thoughtful gifts, aren't they? Like four really nice, perfectly personalised gifts.
This is now our 17th Valentine's Day together.
That's nuts.
And it's amazing. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Based on the fact that your wife...
Okay, so let's move on, shall we? So that's the end of Camping Fever for this week. Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget, give us a tweet.
So lovely personalised gifts, a book of a TV show you've loved, because you know you love reading, and you know, Bailey's is, we all know how lovely your Bailey's. You know, it's the lovely, lovely array of very thoughtful gifts. Yes. What did you get, Beth, for Valentine's Day?
A Toblerone.
No, come on. Is there some context around?
No. There's no context.
There's a story. Did you? No.
Well, I mean, so
she doesn't hate Toblerone.
So the other day, I'm currently reading the brilliant biography of Alexander Hamilton, right? Really, really good. But it's by the
big Ron Chernow one.
Yeah. And it's ace. It's fantastic. Yeah. I haven't got to the bit
it's
where
big, isn't it, though? It's fucking big.
It's big. But do you know what? My big bit of history that I love is the Second World War. Absolute cliche. I love it. But I didn't know anything about this bit in history at all, about American independence. I literally knew nothing about it. Mm. And it's fascinating. It is genuinely really interesting. I haven't got to the bit where he writes the songs, but at the moment, it's bubbling along nicely. And the design along the side of the book is red on yellow, right? Alexander Hamilton along the side of this big book, red on yellow. And it was on the table next to our sofa the other night. Beth walked in and I saw her do this physical like flinch towards it, like it was weird, like she'd been briefly possessed, and she went and then went, oh fuck. I was like, what's the matter? She said, I thought that book was a fucking Toblerone. Because if you
what?
No, it's true, genuine, right? I'm gonna send you the picture now, and you will see. In fact, we'll probably have to put this on our social media to make more sense of this, but the design of the book is so absolutely the same.
So romantic. For your book turned out not to be a Toblerone, so you got a Toblerone.
Okay, I'm sending you a picture of it, right? So this is the picture of what she saw when she walked into the room, and you will now be able to see just how similar the book...
Oh, it does look like a Toblerone.
It does look like a Toblerone.
I mean, it's a great
really
book.
Does.
Guys, I'm devouring the book, don't get me wrong, but it is not a... But it, I said that at the time. But
in
it
this
is
picture,
not,
you're using it as a coaster. There's a big pint of water on top of it.
Yeah, that's true,
isn't it?
That's
how much you love it.
That's how much I love it. Yeah, exactly. Multi-purpose books. It is a really good book. It does look like a Toblerone. It is not a Toblerone, so I bought her a Toblerone for Valentine's Day because that's how much... I love her.
She's a lucky lady.
Lucky lady.
Yeah.
Lucky lady.
Just before we go, and on the sort of related to your jingle, Monksy, I noticed that this week you became a honorary research fellow at my alma mater, the University of Nottingham.
So, with my theatre company, we always like partner with an academic advisor, and they generally have been from the University of Nottingham. And so, technically, the plays that we make are like research-based. But that, you know... I don't know, I guess we do a lot of reading for them, but it's not like I'm doing anything academic. But anyway, so they've made us this thing, which is really great, apparently. I don't know what it means, but it's very nice.
So what, they've made you what? Like have they put some? Have you got some letters after your name?
Oh, I don't know. Honorary Research Fellow, I don't know if that means that I can...
Oh, I'll have that.
Yeah. I'm on my way to honorary doctorate. That's the aim.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Muxy. All jesting aside.
Thank you so much.
You're doing some very good work.
Oh, cheers. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Should we do this again next week? What do we think?
Yeah, let's do it again next week, I reckon.
Why not?
Okay, well done, everyone. Thanks for coming. All the best. Kind regards.
All the best. Cabin FE83709. Oh, Cabin FE83709. Oh, Cabin
FE83709. Oh, that's our Twitter name. GreatBigOwl.com.
whocarescampaign.co.uk/digi-fund.
Everybody.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.